Well, hello, Take Two family, and happy Friday to you. Welcome to your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie. We love for you to spend this time with us and fill up the phone lines as we introduce the questions, the topics, and we count on your takes. And that's how we go into the weekend. So we're going to ask you not to start your weekend yet. Do not get going with your weekend yet. Just stick with us, stay with us, because here's the question. And by the way, you got to stay till the end of the show because Jerry Usher is going to have a seminary check-in with us. So I want to hear how his classes are going. The question today, though, for this wonderful Friday is, what do you think about when you are alone? What do you think about when you are alone? Okay, and keep it very appropriate because we have all ages that listen to Take Two. So what do you think about when you are alone? Could you answer that question? You don't have to be Catholic to call in. Matt Gubinsky is waiting and willing and able to answer your call. The number to dial, super easy, is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. You can also text us if you'd like to tell us what you think about when you're all alone. You text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response, then you text us your first name and your brief comment about what you think about, or you can ask a question. Just know that message and data rates may apply. So that's important. Today's saints are Saint Crispin and Saint Crispian. And we just learned that they were back in the late 200s, I think, the beginning of Christianity. Pretty interesting. So those are the saints for today. But today's topic is, what do you think about when you are alone? No. Don't get started with your weekend. Come on. You know how I feel about this. You cannot leave me alone talking about this. I'll tell you what I think about when I'm alone. I'll be very, very honest with you. I just shared it with Charles Beery, our producer, right before the show. I'll definitely share that. But I want to hear from you. What do you think about when you're alone? It's very important. And I'll tell you why it could lead into how spiritually deep you are. Okay, so that's where I'm going to be going with it. That's how we get related to our faith life. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Oh, I love the Take Two family. You guys are not getting started with your weekend yet. You're starting to call in. So thank you. I love you to pieces. Thank you very much. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. If you're in the car and you just happen to be going up and down the dial and you just said, oh, look at this. They're asking a question. I want to answer it. Well, we're live and this is your opportunity to ask that question by calling the number. And it's very, very easy. You can write it down and remember it this way. 833-288-EWTN. That's what you're listening to. EWTN Catholic Radio. Or it's 833-288-3986. Matt's on the phones. Michael's on social media. I'm waving to you. The chats are going. And we have Charles Beery, our producer, is at the controls making us sound crystal clear, I pray. So what do you think about when you're alone? Okay, I'm not going to keep you in suspense any longer. When I'm totally alone, okay, I know you're going to think this. You're going to, oh, yeah, right. She definitely just said this just because she's doing the show, a Catholic show. I think about God. And I think about heaven. When I'm totally alone, I imagine heaven. In fact, I love the song, I Can Only Imagine. I love that song. So I think about heaven. I think about God when I'm totally alone. I also think about, I'll be honest, I think about Italy. When I went to Italy, it's just so beautiful. Italy is gorgeous. And I think about those places that I've gotten to visit that are just majestic, you know, and just breathtaking, and just you just know that God was the greatest artist in that area that you're visiting. Like I think Lake Tahoe is absolutely gorgeous, and places like that. And I think about that. I think about New Jersey a lot when I'm alone because I miss my family and friends in New Jersey, and so I think about that. And then I don't really think about dying. I mean, I know that that's a comment coming in. I don't think about dying. I mean, when I think about heaven, I don't necessarily think about the actual dying process. I just imagine heaven, and I don't think we imagine heaven enough. That's my personal opinion. But I want to hear what the Take Two family has to say. So, what do you think about when you are completely alone and you have that time just to be in your head? Maybe you're just worrying all the time. I mean, that's what you're thinking about, the future. Maybe you have past regrets. Maybe you're thinking about your family. Maybe you're thinking about your marriage. Maybe you're thinking about your job. So there's other things you can think about. I don't really think about like those things that much anymore. I think as I'm getting older, I'm kind of thinking eternal life. That's where I'm at. 833-288-EWTN. Please fill up those last phone lines. I need to hear from you before you get going with your weekend. Most people, let's face it, most people have Friday night plans and Saturday and Sunday. They have their what they call weekend plans. So I just don't want you to get started with them yet because you're going to get your mind focused on that and you're not going to be thinking about your show because this is your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. And you got to stay tuned in the entire hour because Jerry Usher will be visiting us with a seminary check-in for this first semester of his classes, and then he'll be back with us after the Christmas break. So we're just so excited about that, and we can hear all the details of what seminary is like and all that kind of stuff. It's really cool to journey with him into the priesthood. I think this is going to be a fascinating time for the Take Two family. But I'd love to hear from you. What do you think about when you're all by yourself? You don't have anybody else to distract you, to annoy you, to interrupt you. You're just by yourself in your car or in your home, and it's super quiet and nobody is interrupting you. Nobody is tapping you saying, can I have this? Can I have that? You know, can you do this for me? And you're just by yourself and you're just maybe daydreaming and you're thinking about something. What is it? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Couple things, a little bit of housekeeping. We are getting a lot of inquiries on Stand Tall. Stand Tall is our outreach ministry, life coaching ministry. If you would like to visit us and get a free consultation, just go to standtalltoday.com, standtalltoday.com. And also like us on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. Our wonderful producer, Charles Beery, is amazing. He posts all these resources, questions, comments. He's just so on top of it. So Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. You can find me on my own Facebook page, Debbie Giorgiani. You can join the followers there. When we come back, Michael is going to be our first caller today answering the question on Take Two. Okay, I'm asking the question today on this wonderful Friday. What do you think about when you're alone? If you can answer that question, please call us at 833-288-3986 and fill up that last open phone line. Before we get to Michael, I just wanted to share a very important announcement. The novena to the Mother of God for the nation. In response to the great need for prayer, EWTN is leading the way with the novena to the Mother of God for the nation, beginning this Sunday morning at 9:30 Eastern on EWTN television. The novena is a free resource from EWTN and is available as both a physical booklet and a downloadable ebook. Visit EWTN.com/novena for your free copy. Most Holy Mother of God, please pray for the United States of America. This is a very important time for us to gather in prayer. Folks, this is a very important time. There's a lot of things happening all over the world and a lot of disturbances and things ready to, I believe, happen in a really terrible way with nation against nation and country against country. I mean, it's not going to be good if we have these problems, and we need to really get strong in prayer on a regular basis. So this novena, everybody should join in. We're going to get to Michael, who's our first caller from Cleveland, Ohio. And Michael is on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Michael. Welcome to the program.
Howdy.
Howdy.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. Go right ahead.
So what's on my mind when I'm alone is God, but more specifically the Eucharist.
Mm-hmm.
that tends to be the thought that's on my head alone. I just can't stop fathoming how, you know, amazing that miracle is, that it literally becomes embodied, blood, soul, and divinity.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, like, always the main thought. And also, just real quick, you mentioned I Can Only Imagine. And God uses that song so much in my life, and that is why I called immediately.
Really? Yeah. Did you see the movie?
Of course I did, when it was in theaters.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I saw it a couple times, and then at home. I mean, I've seen it so many times at home. Very powerful, because it's a true story, and how that song was written, and what it means to really go into that next level of imagining what it's going to be like when we are face to face with our Lord. I mean, it's pretty incredible. But you know, you're tapping into, Michael, being face to face with our Lord in the Eucharist. And how he comes to us intimately inside of us, because he wants to be so close to us. And so you're spot on, you know, with the Eucharist being the source and summit of our faith. I agree. I think it all ties in together, and that shows such an incredible spiritual depth in you, Michael. And you sound, I'm just, because I listen to voices, you know, all day long. You sound kind of young. I'm a grandmother, so I'm just stating that up front. Can I ask what age range you're in?
Yeah, I'm 28 years old.
28.
A brand new dad.
You're a brand new dad. Congratulations. Do we have a boy or a girl?
We have a boy, and he's named after me. He's named after my dad and then his dad.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, wow. That is amazing. Well, congratulations. God bless you. And, you know, if you're going to be teaching your son about the Eucharist, you have to imagine that all of heaven is pleased. I mean, way to go. You sound like a fabulous dad, and God bless you in this beautiful vocation of marriage and fatherhood. I think that is wonderful. Anything else you want to share with us, since you're first up? You're kind of leading the discussion.
Well, real quick, to help me teach my son about the Eucharist, I've made sure to have a triptych of the Eucharist with all the angels looking and in desire of the Eucharist in our mm-hmm. prayer corner, where I do morning prayer with him every day, despite the fact he's only 1 month old and doesn't know anything. That's how we start the morning. I take him out of his crib and we go to the prayer corner, do morning prayer, and there's the Eucharist triptych.
Wow, that is amazing. Oh, you know, that's music to my ears. You're incredible. May I put your family in our prayer book? I put you, Michael, and your son. Do you want to feel comfortable to give us your wife's name?
Her name is Kristen, spelled like Kristen.
Okay, yeah. Got it. Wow. Well, that's incredible. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing today that you think and focus on the Eucharist. That just feels so right and so perfect. So I appreciate it. Now, Michael, you can get started with your weekend, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. On YouTube, Dina says, I think about mortality and God. Wow, that's very cool. I love that because we should always be ready to meet our Lord and to get in a state of grace, stay in a state of grace. That's kind of like what I try to live that way. So it's very important that we focus properly. And a lot of people are, let's face it, a lot of people are in denial. They think they're going to live forever. Tanya's up next, driving through Iowa on Sirius XM 130. Tanya, take it away. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
When I'm alone, I guess what I think about my day, a lot of times I always try to start the day praising God, saying my morning offering, and plan out my different prayers that I say during the day. I have always been taught to talk to God all day long during, you know, my work around the house, whatever it might be. And planning time to maybe get to a grandchild's ball game. But today, when I was going after groceries and checking out, the lady that checked me out was talking about losing her father just a month ago. Now, she's an older woman like I am,
mm-hmm.
but I know the pain of losing a parent. And she said her brother was wanting to take her out for dinner as they were going through their father's things. And she told him no. She said, you know, you need to save your money. You're going to have rent due. And she said, I know how hard it is when you're not paid every week. He only gets paid every 2 weeks. And it hit me so hard that I don't think about it. You know, I have been blessed that if I want to go out to eat, I go out to eat. I don't think about, that I've got rent coming up. My house has been paid for. And I guess it just, God, I really feel like put her there to tell me, to remind me how truly blessed I am and that I need to be more mindful of the needs of others. And then I drove through McDonald's after getting groceries because I got to have their Diet Coke, you know. And the young guy was so nice and kind, and he said he was just really tired. And again, I just felt heavy in my heart that God was saying, you have so much to be thankful for, and I never want to forget how truly blessed I am and how it is my obligation to help others.
Sure. Sure. Well, and all of us, I mean, if we have something we can give, if we have something we can share, we should take that opportunity. It's an awesome time to establish and reinforce gratitude, but also to have those works of mercy, right? And we go out there and we're Christ to others. It's interesting. I as you were speaking, Tanya, it's interesting. I was thinking to myself, isn't it funny how ironic, funny how God serves up all of these people in our lives and scenarios and situations so that we can absolutely have that opportunity for growth and spiritual depth. I think it's quite beautiful. People sometimes avoid other people or situations because they just want to stay in their own little bubble. But really, we're meant to interact and to engage and to observe so that we can grow, because this is a journey. This is a journey of growth so that we get back to God. Any comments on that?
I agree completely. It just, I'm overwhelmed sometimes with how God speaks to me through others and through situations that it just amazes me and just shows me how much he loves us, that even our littlest matter, our littlest things that we're concerned with or whatever, they concern him. And I just feel so truly blessed.
Well, you know, you said overwhelmed. I agree with you. It's just this awe that we feel, right? When God is speaking to us directly, individually, for us, and then also collectively, also for everyone as the body of Christ. It's amazing how big our God is and how wonderful he is. And he goes to great lengths to connect with us through people, through signs, through symbols, everything. I mean, and I wish people would take more time to do what you're doing and reflect on that and meditate on that, because I think it would get people to really develop their relationship with God. And that's what we're called to do on this side of the veil, know, love, and serve God. So develop that relationship. A beautiful call today, Tanya. Thank you so much for calling in, and safe driving to you, okay?
Thank you very much. God
Thank
bless.
You. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. That was a wonderful call. We had a great call from Michael and now Tanya. Now we're going to move to Karen, and Karen is in Buffalo, New York on the Station of the Cross. Karen, what do you think about when you're alone?
Hi.
How are you? Go right ahead.
Well, okay. I just wanted to acknowledge what you had started with about thinking about heaven. Mm-hmm. And because what I shared when I called in was that yesterday was the anniversary of when my mother-in-law passed. And I was doing some purging in my house and doing some things. and I came across a black, old prayer book, very old one, that said my prayer book from Father Lassan. And I always loved Father Lassan, so I was so happy to come across it, and I was flipping through it and reading things, and then I thought, whose is this? Is this just one that I collected along the way? And I flipped to the front, and it was my mother-in-law's from her childhood address with her child cursive writing.
Oh.
And I know, and so then I always, when I read prayer scripture books or the Bible or something, I'll always just like pray, please show me what you want to show me, and I'll stick my fingers and my thumb in or something and just open it somewhere, and then wherever I feel the tip of my finger is, I'll read there. And it always seems like God guides me there. And I did that, and I opened it up, and it was three pages entitled Heaven. Hmm. And I think about heaven a lot when I'm driving in my car, so it was so perfect. And it was it started out, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has, entered into the heart of man. And then it was pages of scripture, and this is from the 1920s, of apostles and what they said about suffering here and going to heaven, and just all different scriptures. So I read the whole thing, and it was so beautiful. And when you said that you think about heaven, it's like, yeah, I do as well, because my son passed away almost 2 years ago suddenly. Oh. And, I'm always thinking, where are all these people? Please let them be in heaven. And when I was reading this, it just made so much sense that they would be in heaven. Of course, I'll always pray for them. But it talked about the joy and how God wipes away every tear. And, it was just a beautiful depiction of heaven. It was describing heaven. And so when you said that, I thought, oh, I should probably call in.
Yeah, definitely. I brought the prayer book out. I'm so sorry for the loss of your son. I can hear the tears and the emotion. Parents should never have to bury their children. Never. It's a very odd feeling for parents, right? It doesn't feel right because, the kids are supposed to bury us, right? And, but do you feel comfortable giving us your son's first name? I brought the prayer book out.
Yes, Michael.
Mike. Oh, his name was Michael. Oh, beautiful. I'm so sorry. Do you have other children, Karen?
Yes, we have three daughters also, and we say we have four daughters because his bride, of course, and we have four grandchildren. He left three young children. So,
my heart is breaking. That is, how is his wife doing?
She's got a lot of support. Our family has just, we're just very bonded. We're together all the time. So
good.
She's pushing along. She's raising the children by herself with a lot of love from us. Thanks for asking.
Well, yes, absolutely. Well, we've got your whole, I put your whole family in the prayer book, but I agree.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. But I agree with you. Okay. This idea of, I don't think we imagine heaven enough. My late uncle, he was an amazing priest. I've talked about him many times on this show. His name was Father Sylvester Lavolsi. He was the mentor to Father Benedict Rochelle. They were very close. And my uncle was just a powerhouse of a priest. He was incredible. He used to say to us all the time, what he thought heaven was going to be like. And every time he would describe it, and my aunt, who's a Dominican sister, same thing. She would talk about heaven, and we would get so excited. And I don't think we imagine heaven enough. And I wish we did more of that. I wish we heard more homilies on heaven. So Karen, thank you so much. I wish I could talk longer with you, but you hear the music. We got to take that break. When we come back, we'll get to John next. So John, hang on. And Matt as well. And there's more calls coming in if you want to join the conversation. 833-288-EWTN. Asking the question today, what do you think about when you're all alone? And we're going to get to John next. So John, hang on, don't go anywhere. Wanted to share some events that are happening around the country. If you're listening to us in central and northern Illinois, your station needs to hear from you next week, Wednesday through Friday, Catholic Spirit Radio. will air their fall appeal on their 9 stations across Illinois. And it's 3 days, Wednesday through Friday. How do I know that? Because I'm one of the hosts. So if you're listening in Bloomington, Normal, Champaign, Urbana, Rockford, or anywhere, remember to support your EWTN Catholic radio station. And The Rock in Cleveland is having the final day today, and I'm also co-hosting that as well with Father Doug Brown and other hosts. It's just wonderful. And there's fall pledge drives happening all around the country with EWTN affiliates, because this is the fall pledge drive season. So when your local Catholic radio station comes to you, please, I am asking you from the bottom of my heart to dig deep, stretch a little, make a pledge, because we need Catholic radio now more than ever. And please do not forget EWTN. Okay, so this is so important. The question that I'm asking today is, what do you think about when you're alone? And you still have plenty of time to call in. I think some of you are getting going with your Friday plans. So stop what you're doing and make a call and tell us what you think about when you're all alone at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. You still have plenty of time to get in on this conversation. We're having a great conversation about this, and we're learning and growing together. That's what Take Two is all about. John, as promised, is up next from North Dakota on Real Presence Radio. John, what do you think about when you're all alone?
Well, hello. Yeah. When I'm all alone, I get nervous and very anxious. And when I'm that way, I want to blame people, and I feel I'm not going to make it. And it happens quite often, and I would like to have some advice.
Sure, absolutely. So when you say you're not going to make it, you mean make it to heaven? Is that what you're thinking?
Pardon me?
Are you thinking when you, I heard you say, tell me if I heard it correctly, when you said, I'm not going to make it, is it make it to heaven?
No, I'm not going to make it through the day.
Oh, okay. You're not going to cope
through I don't think of heaven very often.
Okay. So John, where are you at with God? Are you developing your relationship with God? Are you going to church? Are you praying? Are you doing that? Where are you at with God? That's the first question I'd ask you.
Oh yeah, I'm doing that. I'm doing that.
Okay.
I really don't want to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. I'm a religious monk at Assumption Abbey.
Okay, so you're dealing with some anxiety and you've got some worry, and it could be the way you are wired. Are you getting the professional help you need to kind of work through those steps so you can continue your religious life, but also be at peace and not have those? Because, you know, sometimes people are wired to just really think about things deeply or have those anxious thoughts or, you know, worry. Maybe it's even, taught to us when we were kids. You know, my mother was a big worrier, and I have, you know, many siblings who feel the same way. They kind of picked that up. Are you getting the necessary professional help with that to maybe just take those steps day by day?
I do all kinds of stuff. Yes, I have. In fact, I've had personal counseling and all that stuff. And, mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know exactly how to put this, but sometimes I don't feel like I fit in.
Okay.
And I would like to leave, but I don't. I've been here so long that it would be very hard for me to leave.
So
I get along pretty good. I have my good points too. I have my good times too.
Mm-hmm. So So you're actually at like a monastery. Are you a religious brother? Is that what you are?
Yes, I am.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I'm not in the clerical state.
Right, right. Okay, that's what I figured. So let me just share this with you. Sometimes when we are not fully okay with and settled with the vocation that we're in, there can be that level where you feel that tension or agitation. It doesn't quite feel right. If it was me and I was in that type of situation, John,
excuse me.
Go ahead.
I can't hear you. I can't hear you well. So I'm going to turn on my radio.
Okay. But then you're going to hear me twice. So maybe we just talk and let me just share something and then maybe you can go listen to it, a little bit later. But John, here's what I would suggest. I would suggest to keep talking to folks to see if this is the vocation you are really called to, you want to continue. Because remember, God, Jesus wants you to have life and to have it to the full. He wants you to be at peace with what you have decided. And if it's not quite feeling right, you deserve to explore that and just make sure. Or maybe it is going to be just fine. And you just have to get some coping skills to develop that internal peace and joy that you can feel in a religious vocation. So what I'm trying to share is there's a lot of help out there now, a lot. And I think sometimes people get stuck with maybe one path where they lean on somebody like a spiritual director or a counselor or a coach or something of that nature, and it doesn't quite work out, and they don't explore a second path with somebody else. I'm just trying, or a program or a facility that can help. I'm just saying that there's a lot of resources out there, John, and you know, I just want for you, and I'm going to put you in the prayer book. I want for you that the right people come into view for you to help you through this so that you can feel that joy and that peace and that contentment in your religious vocation if that's what God is calling you to. Now, here's the key. This is what I would say, John. Lean on your guardian angel big time. Ask your guardian angel to help you to bring those people into view so you can gain that clarity and you can be in a place that you can let go of anxiety, let go of the worry, let go of the thoughts that are holding you back, and you can be moving forward in a very confident fashion. So your guardian angel is key. That would be my best advice. And I know that sounds like it's so easy. Oh, Debbie's always suggesting a guardian angel. I am telling you from over 13 years of studying guardian angels, angels and then guardian angels in particular, I will tell you that the guardian angels are so underutilized. We don't understand it because there's so much we don't understand of the mystery of the angels that we don't really know where to place them in our spiritual life. But I can tell you, John, because you're in this vocation and it's a religious manner, your angels are right there, wanting, willing, and able to help you. So I would totally suggest leaning on your guardian angels. I don't know if you could hear me, John, because I know we had a little bit of a bad connection, but I'll send it back to you real quickly. Did you hear anything that I shared? Okay. I don't know if John can hear me. Okay. So John, go back and listen to the broadcast, and please, we have the Take Two family praying for you. And thank you so much for trusting us with this call. And that's what the Take Two family is all about. We pray for each other so we can help each other through pretty much anything. Matt is up next. I'm going to get to Matt in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And Matt is our next caller. Matt, you have to tell me, is Matt short for a longer name?
Yeah, it's Madeline.
Madeline. Oh, so beautiful. And you're on, you're listening on WSFI. So go right ahead, Mad.
Well, yeah. The question was, what do I think about when I'm alone? And I think the number one thing I think about is just the general climate. I see a lot of behavior and a lot of like divisiveness, a lot of these things. And I just think back to a few verses I'd like to share.
Sure. Go right ahead.
The first of which, Genesis 11:6-7. And the Lord said, behold, they are one people and they have all one language. This is the only, you know, the verse. It's just to emphasize we're one people. And then I go further to Matthew 12:25, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. Mm-hmm. And I think about the onset of artificial intelligence technology, the hot climate of our political election situation going on right now. It's very heated between many people, brothers, friends, coworkers. It's a divisiveness. It's a seed of divisiveness. And then I think on the broader scale to the larger geopolitical climate, and it just feels so, for lack of a better word, pregnant with some really dark, some evil, with evil in the world. Mm-hmm. And it makes me think about, you know, like, why... I feel like we're at the precipice of, like, the onset of such evil in the world, and there's not enough attention being brought to the advice of God, the word of the scripture, the word of, you know, turn the other cheek and, like, seek peace at whenever possible, because I guarantee we could find a way to get along wherever you stand on whatever issue.
Right.
Whatever our country stands on the issue, like, we need to seek smarter solutions that involve everyone, because at the end of the day, we're all here and we can condemn everyone for their way. We don't like their way, but we can only take care of our way. And I think a lot about the AI scenario, and I really just don't like it. I really don't like it. I don't think it's safe. I don't think it is something that's aligned with walking with the Lord. And I worry about human connection. I worry about human connection and how isolated people are becoming and how they are allowed to do so because of this advanced technology, and they can exist and, like, be somewhat satisfied and, like, functional in their lives without really connecting and collaborating with their neighbors, with people that might be different from them, that might sow growth and, like, compassion and opportunities to walk with Christ. And it's just, it's a shame. It's a shame that people tend to be too complacent to really look into some of these things and try to assess what the end game is here with a lot of these habits that everyone's building and a lot of these rhetorical stances that people are defending.
Mm-hmm. Well, Matt, I got to tell you what you've had to say. I mean, so many of the points, you're so spot on, and you have observed and you have seen what's going on. And that's kind of what I shared at the beginning of the show, that there's so many things, like, waiting at they're at their boiling point. They're just, it's waiting to just explode. And it's really unfortunate. And it and you quoted scripture, and it's, to me, it's so simple. You know, if we get back to God and we get back to the way God designed things and we get back to the way God set things up, we would be back on track. The problem is we get further and further off the path. We push God away. We reject God. We disrespect God. And so here we are in this mess. And it's so frustrating when you see it, and you can see it, Matt, and others who are listening to EWTN, they see it because we hear it all the time from the feedback from our listeners. So people of faith are seeing it, and we feel kind of helpless. Like, what do we do? Well, we go back. I say we go back to the way Mother Teresa told us to do it. We start in our own families. We start in our own communities. We start in our own neighborhoods, and just try our hardest to walk the walk, talk the talk, and spread the gospel message, and get people back, you know, back in together as the body of Christ. Matt, what you're saying is so true. I mean, and I agree with you on AI. You know, people say to me all the time, well, Debbie, that's, you know, AI is advanced technology. It's so important. It can do so many more things. It can heal people. It can do this. But yeah, it also removes people. So it's like social media. Social media can be really good for the good, but it can be used for the evil. I mean, and so here we go. We have to, it's all about choices and what we're going to decide to, if we're going to do it God's way or we're going to do it our own way and be mini gods. Mad, there's so much. You know what? Actually, Mad, you prompted me to say this. Charles Beery, he's our producer. If you can make a note, let's do a topic on this. We need to do another AI topic. I think it would be very important. Okay, thank you so much. Charles just gave me a thumbs up. He's going to put it on the calendar. Matt, thank you so much. I wish I could talk to you longer, but I'm trying to squeeze in as many calls before the weekend. And so we're gonna hold it there and leave it there and have a beautiful rest of your day. Susan is up next in Utah on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Susan. What do you think about when you're alone? Hello, Susan.
Hello.
Hello, calling in from the great state of Utah. What do you think about when you're all alone?
Oh, boy. I'm a truck driver. I've got nothing to do but think up here. So I'm thinking about, am I going to make it into heaven? Am I doing enough to fulfill what I need to fulfill? How do I help other people? Even though I'm in under construction, let's say, I don't know how to say it. I'm just trying to figure out if I'm going to make it to heaven. Even though I've got a good heart, I have flaws. And I admit that I'm working on different things in my life mm-hmm. that aren't religious. But I'm still working on it. I'm aware of it. How do I proceed forward with this?
So you're a good person. You have a good heart. That's a wonderful starting point. The key is, where is your relationship with God? Susan, that's the main thing, because there's a lot of good people, believe, and I mean this sincerely. There's good atheists and agnostics, and there's good Hindus and Buddhists, and I mean, there's good people out there in the world. So that's wonderful. That starting point is you're a good person, you have a good heart. Where are you with the Lord?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't lived the best life, and this is why I'm trying to make a change in my life. I've had a hard time my whole life since I was a kid making friends with people, because I've always been around situations that weren't, not normal. Okay, let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking about, how do I make a relationship with Jesus? How do I become his friend when I don't even have any friends now? I don't live the old lifestyle. I've let it go, so I can't go back. Mm-hmm. I feel awkward going forward because I don't know enough. Yet I need to build a relationship with Jesus. How do I do that when I don't even know how to do it in today's life with real people around me? How am I supposed to develop something with Jesus if I'm unaware of how to make friends out here and be a good person?
Okay. It's super, super easy. You ready to start the first day of your new life? Because we can do it so easily. You ready? You got to have your buy-in, Susan. I want to make sure you're ready. Are you ready? You are? Okay. You're a truck driver, so you're listening to EWTN, and that is wonderful. I would continue to listen to EWTN, and any Catholic resource you can listen to, do that as well. Susan, may I ask, are you a baptized Catholic?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I can't hear you. One more time?
Yes, I am. I'm in receptionist bed.
Okay.
Yes, I am a baptized Catholic.
And you did affirm that you're in for this new life, right? You're good?
Absolutely.
Okay. I just want to make sure. I thought you said yes. Okay. So Susan, you're baptized Catholic. Keep listening to Catholic radio. Let it just be like a sponge and keep absorbing. When you have your breaks from truck driving, have a catechism of the Catholic Church and a Bible. Okay. Get one of the approved versions of translations. You can go on the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops website, usccb.org. You can go back and listen to this broadcast so you don't have to write anything down if you're driving. usccb.org. Get a approved translation. Just put in the search area what is approved translation of the Bible. You'll get the options there. Get a Bible. You can get it all at EWTNRC.com. So you can do all your shopping in one place. And then you get a catechism of the Catholic Church. If you don't have a computer with you, you get a actual catechism, or you can go online and you can type in anything CCC, which is Catechism of the Catholic Church, and you can have your answer. So there's your Catholic side covered for now. Okay. But what I would recommend to do is start reading scripture and start looking into the catechism on various things that may interest you, like, about Jesus. And so you type in CCC on Jesus and learn what you can about Jesus. Type in Catechism of the Catholic Church on angels. And why do I say that? Because you're a truck driver, Susan, it would be so important for you to get close to your guardian angels, because your guardian angel will help you along this journey. Okay. And you're spot on about saying, you know, I left my old friends behind. It's going to be difficult to have friends. How do I even start a relationship with Jesus? Well, you start like you would in any other type of relationship. You start with, hello, my name is Susan and your name is Jesus, and we're going to get to know each other. And you start talking in prayer to Jesus, and you do it in the most beautiful, innocent way, and let your guardian angel be beside you. And I promise you this, Susan, they will not disappoint. I can feel the Holy Spirit as I'm telling you this. The guardian angels will not disappoint. They are beholding the face of God and ministering to you at the same time, which means there's a direct connection to God. And so with that, if you have an interest, I can assure you of this. You take one step close to Jesus, he comes rushing towards you. That's just the way our God is. And you let it organically develop. Your relationship with Jesus is going to feel and look and be very different than my relationship with Jesus. So it's just such a beautiful thing, Susan. And I want that for you. I put you in the prayer book. And please keep us posted and just start slowly, baby step it, and just voice your intention to God, that you want to get close to him. What do you say, Susan?
I will definitely do that.
Okay. Okay. Good deal. I know we got a little bit the connection is not that good, but Susan, please go back and listen to the show, but keep us posted. I've got you in the prayer book. I'm super excited for you. This is amazing. We've got Jerry Usher on the line because, Jerry is checking in from seminary. I got such on a roll, Jerry, with Susan. I wanted to finish, but Jerry, how is it going in seminary?
Everything's going great. Thanks for having me on. Greetings to the Take Two family. I pray for you all each and every day. Yeah, things are going well. We just kind of hit the midterm point of the first semester here. So we've got exams and papers and presentations and all of these things to do. So I will appreciate everybody's prayers for that. It's been about 30 years since I was in a classroom. It's all, this famous song, it's all coming back to me now. So I'm doing all right in the studies and in every other way, just thriving here at Pope St. John the 23rd. National Seminary in Weston, Massachusetts, just outside of Boston.
Okay, so I've got a question for you, because we play Father Mike Schmitz on EWTN, the Bible in the Year, a catechism in a year. Do you ever talk about his podcasts? I'm just curious. Are they popular in seminary?
They are, actually. Yeah, a lot of the guys know him, and just there are so many other famous, you know, I don't say famous, but, you know, prominent Catholic, you know, clergy and religious and lay people who have, you know, podcasts, and they're on YouTube and so forth. Yeah, it's interesting, you know, a lot of these people that you and I have known and maybe interviewed and so forth, the seminarians here, they bring them up and they mention that they're big fans of theirs. So yeah, Father Mike Schmitz is definitely one of those.
Yeah, that's so cool. So Jerry, the Take Two family misses you. They're very kind to me, and they love the shows that we are doing in the meantime, but they miss you and can't wait to have you back. Anything we can pray for? I mean, we're praying that you have great classes and you like the fellow seminarians and everything, and you have, you know, great food, because you love food. And so so anything else we can pray for?
Well, yeah. Before I mention that, I have to say this, since you it was a perfect setup for this, and you didn't even realize it. You know how the people talk about the freshman 15, right? When you get to school, the first semester, you put on about 15 pounds.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I did the freshman 15 in reverse. I've taken off 15 pounds since I got here.
Oh my goodness.
By going swimming regularly, and I have to exercise great restraint in the refectory, because the kitchen staff here are absolutely amazing, and it's a rare moment when they don't have a platter full of freshly baked chocolate chip cookies. and the refectory's open. Basically, we can go in any time of the day or night. So I'm doing well in that area. But yeah, as far as prayers, you know, we're all just joyful and filled with peace. But, you know, my class, we had two gentlemen discern out of the seminary already here, but not even halfway through the first semester. So I just want to, you know, emphasize to people, it's a discernment process. We listen for the Lord. We want to see the Lord's hand guiding us. So all of the seminarians here just will appreciate your prayers, Take Two family, because, you know, the Lord has brought us here for a reason. Hopefully for all of us, it's going to be all the way to ordination of the priesthood. But your prayers just for our discernment and our formation, because we're here to be formed into the priests the men of God wants us to be.
Wow. And would you, the seminarians, remember we had a social media comment from Oscar, who is discerning entering the seminary, Jerry. So would you remember Oscar? Yes. And Jerry, why don't you take us out? We're getting ready for the weekend now.
All right. Yeah. Well, been great being with you here for just a few minutes. Looking forward to the next semester when I will, God willing, be on the show on a regular basis. I appreciate all the kind words. I know a lot of you have said that you miss me, but Debbie is truly holding this thing together beautifully, doing a fantastic job. And of course, the show is all about you, the Take Two family. So you are doing fantastic. And I just really want to encourage any older men who are thinking, you know, priesthood might have passed them by, please log on to psjs.edu. psjs.edu. Make a phone call. Come for a visit. God might still have priesthood in mind for you. Until Monday, have a beautiful and blessed weekend. God bless.